to Back with your host, Chris Ellison. On Back to Back, we feature a lineup of Christian music, and most of it is Canadian. We love Canada, and we love our Canadian artists. We want to showcase their music on this show. We'll feature reviews, artist interviews, and we'll play some of their songs. So stay tuned, and thanks for joining us on Back to Back.
Welcome again to Back to Back. My name is Chris Ellison, and I'm glad to be here because we have an opportunity to share some Canadian Christian music with you, some that you might have heard of and perhaps some that you have not. Well, on today's program, we're going to hear from a few artists that you may know. One is John Bauer, and we've got an up-close and personal interview with John Buller. It'll be great to find out what he's up to and where he's heading. Well, let's start the program off right now with Carolyn Ahrens and her song, I Can Hear You, on Back to Back.
With a pencil that was bigger than me, from jumping rope and skipping school to doing things that grown-ups do. Life goes by like the big old boss. If you miss it, it's history. Paper dolls and paper weights, scraped up knees and hearts that break. Dreams to dream, plans to make. Surprise, misty eyes and silent prayers, promises and secret shared friends keep you up all night, laugh until you cry. Life's made up of little things, stars that fight beneath front stings, new beginnings, older deeds, love and heartache in between. Yeah,
this is the story.
Smallest moment.
Was Carolyn Ahrens and her song, I Can Hear You. Next up, we're going to talk about John Bauer. He's a Canadian Christian recording artist from St. Albert, Alberta. His latest album features a blend of contemporary worship music with deeply moving spiritual lyrics. Bauer has been honored with several awards, including the Canadian Gospel Music Award for Best Worship Album. What makes John Bauer unique is his ability to seamlessly merge heartfelt worship with engaging, approachable melodies, and often incorporating powerful storytelling into his music. Well, for more information, check him out online at www.johnbauermusic.com. That's J-O-N-B-A-U-E-R. Let's jump into some of his music right now and hear a couple of his songs back to back. Let's hear Light of the World and Say Something.
Above the water, I've been too weak to admit that I should stop and submit and find the peace that only you can offer. Will you come and speak to me? Won't say something, won't say something. I need to know that you are here with me. Won't say something, won't say something. Just can't make sense of it. Will you whisper so loud and call me out of my doubt? Help me to focus my eyes on you, Jesus. Something to me. When you reveal your will, my heart begins to heal. Lord, say something to me. I'm on my knees right now. God, would you speak somehow? Lord, say something to me. When you reveal your will, my
torn between two worlds, between the ocean and the sand, and all the things I hold so close, can I trust them to your plan? Jesus, help me search for answers in a world that's not mine. Made to know you and live to me.
back-to-back Canadian artist feature.
We have the pleasure to welcome a remarkable figure in the Canadian Christian music scene, John Buller. He's hailing from Vernon, BC. He's a dedicated musician, worship leader, ministry leader over the last 25 years. As the founder of the Hear the Music ministry, John's been instrumental in fostering a vibrant worship culture across Canada, inspiring countless individuals. Well, John, welcome to our show.
Thank you very much.
Why don't you tell us how your journey into the Christian music industry began and what inspired you to pursue this genre?
Yeah, thanks. First of all, thanks a lot for having me and for inviting me to have the conversation with you, Chris. I appreciate it. And I love what you're doing and your vision for Christian music in Canada, for the arts in general. And that's kind of really what's grown in me over many years, and probably was at the beginnings for me, was just like a heart for, I guess I didn't really realize it. I knew I was creative. You know, I knew I had some songs. I knew I loved God, and I knew I loved music. And I mean, I grew up in the 80s, and so I was, you know, into rock guitar, and, you know, I just wanted to go for it kind of thing. And so that's what I did. I started singing, playing in bands, and asking people if I could come and sing my songs and all of that kind of stuff. But what seems to have happened over the years is just a gradual, slow but steady realization that music is very, very powerful and meaningful, and it changes people's hearts and lives. And it's like it's at it's the bullseye of a lot of people's stories of something that changed significantly. Like, you can remember or like think of a song or something with significant events in your life, you know, your wedding or in high school or graduation or whatever. You hear a song and it'll take you back immediately to a place or a time or a person. And so that's kind of, for me, what it's been about. And I guess over the years, just understanding more about that, just really playing music for the love of it. At some point, you kind of, if you want to do it for a living, which I did for a little while, you kind of got to make it work. And there's lots of complexities to that. But at the heart of it has to be a love of music. So that's what started with me, just young person, teenager. Love playing guitar, love Van Halen, you know, still my favorite guitar player of all time. And but then I found faith in Christ, and it was just natural to connect my faith with my music.
Did you find it different working with other people versus in the beginning working more for yourself and performing? I mean, you've been involved with various worship projects and events. How do these experiences shape your music and ministry?
That's a really good question. I mean, when you start out and maybe sort of at a different age and stage, you're just kind of looking for anyone that kind of wants to do the same things as you. So you do stuff, you join a band or you start a thing or you play a gig. At some point, there's a little like realization that happens that it's like, oh, I guess the more that I am intentional about the network, the more people that I'm connected to, or the more musicians that I can hang out with, the more I get to do this thing I love. Then it's, again, like I said, it's a gradual realization of like, I should really be intentional about this, because the more I'm working with people and the more I'm collaborating and the more I'm building relationships, the more I get to do what I love to do. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like you're intentionally shaping something, but it's actually shaping you, because you're hanging out with people that start to influence you, and you're listening to things that you've never heard before. As far as your philosophies and your faith go, you're hanging out with people that can really help you grow into a person that actually has character and isn't just like a punk kid that wants to play rock and roll.
Yeah.
You know,
John, I want to thank you for spending some time with me today and getting to know you a little bit more, and for other people, our listeners, to, if they're not already acquainted with you, to to be so. And we're going to jump into a couple of your songs. We're going to listen to Fantastic, one of your recent songs out, but we're also going to listen to Thankful. And I laughed when I read your notes about it, that you were digging down into some old cassettes and finding songs that you forgot about. Because I did the same thing last year when I was looking for older material, and so I can relate to that. So what was that experience like, and what came out of it?
Oh, it was great. I mean, it was so much fun and was hilarious because, you know, there's a few nuggets like that are like, hey, but that's pretty good. Like, that's pretty cool. I kind of like that. Yeah. But most of it is just not.
Most of it's like, not. Oh my goodness.
It's like cringeworthy. But so if you go back and you remember things, like I said, you know, we were talking about like music takes you back. But by and large, it was just like a really interesting and kind of inspiring. And then when you stumble on a nugget that's like, oh, well, maybe that was like just a little diamond in the rough that's worth picking up and polishing off. And musically, that's what happened with Thankful. It was this little sort of guitar hook. But there was nothing memorable or special. It was maybe even really bad about the lyric or poetry. And it's so much so that I don't even remember what it was. But I was so thankful that I found it, that I wrote about thankfulness. And I do remember hearing somebody say to me right around that time, when we share our joys, they're multiplied. And when we share our sorrows, they're divided. And, yeah. You know, we've talked a lot about it already today. Relationship is just the thing. It's the glue. We were created by relationship to be in relationship. The Trinity is the perfect picture of a real relational existence, and we were created out of that very thing. And so that's who we are. That's who we as humans mirror. And so when we're in relationship with people, that's, I think, when we start to reflect our Creator. So let's be in relationship. And when we're in relationship, we can share our sorrows and they're divided, and we can share our joys and they're multiplied.
What a great note to stop on. John, thanks so much for spending some time with me. It's been really great to hear about what's happening and hear a little bit more information I didn't know about. And we look forward to seeing you in the future, and we hope you get down here to Ontario real soon.
Yeah, hopefully. Thanks a lot, Chris. That was a blast. I really enjoyed talking with you, and thanks for everything you're doing.
All right, have a good day. Let's get into some of your music. Ladies and gentlemen, John Buller on Back to Back.
I wonder, I spy a fantastic surprise. All I want to do is realize your love. You're just so fantastic to me. Imagine what we could be. Fantastic, I know. Just please don't ever, ever go so fantastic. It's true, I stumble here upon you. Fantastic to me. It can't be too soon to lose myself in you. Imagine I'm the tide and you're the moon. Sometimes so far away, but drawn so close to you. So fantastic to me. Imagine what we could be. Fantastic, I know. Just please don't ever, ever go so fantastic. It's true, I stumble here upon you. Fantastic to me. Fresh IE.
I wouldn't be the man that I am today if it wasn't for your grace and amazing ways. I praise your name, it's lifted way up high, shouting Hosanna to the sky. You're fantastic, you're boombastic. I'm pressed down, shaking and running over the portion. It's passed on now, I'm praising you with my mask on, letting the praises start to blast off. To the reason we gather, yeah, when the track on Johnny B and IE, yeah, we back on passion. Praise with a purpose right to the last song. Living up your plan for a life into the blast of the last drum. Lord, your love is fantastic. So we pay it forward with songs out to the masses, asking you to revive us today.
Fantastic. Yeah.
to me. Fantastic to me. Imagine what we could be. Fantastic, I know. Just please don't ever, ever go so fantastic. It's true, I stumble here upon you. Fantastic to me. Fantastic to me. Imagine what we could be. Fantastic, I know. Just please don't ever, ever go so fantastic. It's true, I stumble here upon you. Fantastic to me.
Yeah. My heart, my strength, my life's in you. Could have been a blind man, found my sight in you. The light in you, even found my wife in you. I submitted all my flesh, no more fight in you. Your inexhaustible grace is sufficient. Picked up your word, Lord, your face is exquisite. A taste of the living sun in me. Cause you're fantastic to me. Fantastic to me. Imagine what we could be. Fantastic, I know. Just please don't ever, ever go so fantastic. It's true, I stumble here upon you. Fantastic to me. Fantastic to me. Imagine what we could be. Fantastic, I know. Just please don't ever, ever go so fantastic. It's true, I stumble here upon you. Fantastic to me.
Back to back.
I will bring my praise to you, an offering I'm thankful. Victories are multiplied, sorrows divide, and I'm thankful. My sacrifice to you is in spirit and in truth. Created the seas, yet you sing over me, and I'm thankful. All of creation, it joins in the song, and the saints sing along. We are thankful. I will bring my praise to you, an offering I'm thankful. Victories are multiplied, sorrows divide, and I'm thankful. My sacrifice to you in spirit and in truth. You are the one who created the seas, yet you sing over me, and I'm and it joins in the song, and the saints sing along. We are thankful. You are the one who created the seas, yet you sing over me, and I'm thankful. All of creation, it joins in the song, and the saints sing along. We are thankful. Sing over me.
Well, we just heard a couple of songs from John Buller. We heard Thankful, and before that, Fantastic. Well, it's that time where we've got to wrap up for another week. We're really glad that you stayed with us today and got to learn a little bit more about some of the Christian artists out there in the industry. We need to support our Canadian artists. We need to listen to them. We need to ask our churches to play them. We need to ask our radio stations to air them. Well, I hope you enjoyed the music that we played today. We heard from Carolyn Ahrens. We also heard from John Bauer. And I really hope you enjoyed the interview with John Buller. I sure did. It was a great time we spent together. And you can watch the whole interview on our website, www.backtobackradio.ca. Check out that interview, along with several others. In a couple of weeks, you'll get to hear a great interview with Steve Bell. He's been around the industry for many years and has some really interesting, pertinent comments about where we are. So check that out soon. So thanks for joining us on Back to Back. My name's Chris Ellison. See you next week.
You've been listening to Back to Back, and we thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to check us out at www.backtobackradio.com. If you know a Canadian Christian artist that you want to hear on this program, let us know. Well, check us out next week right here on Back to Back.
Back to back, back to back, strong back, back to back.
Back to back.